And it's a very good good morning, good afternoon, good evening, friends. It is Weekend Music Radio, mid-May 2023, back on the airwaves of Europe. Let's hope we're sounding good today and you're getting good reception wherever you may be listening. I'm Jack, and for the next little while, we're going to bring you just a first broadcast for many a long year on the shortwave. Have we missed you? Yes, we have. Every week. But we're going to give something a little try this particular weekend in mid-May and see what happens. Got a few things to comment about during the course of today's show, and not least, perhaps a little few records as a tribute to my my old broadcast friend Mike James, who died at the back end of 2022. Anyhow, starting off today's program with some music from the Faces. Remember this one, Rod Stewart, of course. Cindy, incidentally, on Shortwave Radio WMR.
Music Radio.
The fire still burns. Still burns.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
And we certainly are Weekend Music Radio, back on your wireless yet again on shortwave. Mid-May 2023.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you. Late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. that's in your face really shows your age. But that don't worry me none, in my eyes you're everything. I laughed at all of your jokes, my love, you didn't need to coax. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried. Save you from being alone. You stole my soul, and that's a pain I can do without. All I needed was a friend to lend a guiding hand. But you turned into a lover and mother. What a lover, you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed. Kick me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried. I suppose I could collect my books and get on back to school. Or steal my daddy's cue and make a living out of playing fool. Or find myself a rock and roll band. I'd never seen your face. You made a first class fool out of me, but I'm as blind as a fool can be. You stole my heart, but I love you anyway.
Classic, eh? Rod Stewart and Maggie May from 1971. Woo, that's going back a bit.
I wish I'd never seen your face.
In case you're wondering what all the Rod Stewart stuff's getting played for today here on WMR, well, I've been reading Rod's autobiography, and very, very good it is as well. Not long finished it, in fact. And you can read all about his hijinks over the last 50 odd years or more. What a life he's led, eh? What a life, and still going strong in his mid-70s now, isn't he? Yes, getting on a bit, old Rod. A lot of them getting on a bit, unfortunately. Saw him not so long back in Glasgow Hydro, just before the all the COVID stuff, you know. And very, very good he was as well. Plenty stage talk and very personal, telling stories about, well, about Maggie May. That was one of the stories he was telling about writing that song, and who it was about, and stories about his railway, his model railway at home. All sorts of stuff. Now, if you're listening to the shortwave today, you may well be hearing WMR around 6295 kilohertz, maybe on 6295 kilohertz. Now, if you've been listening in the last few weeks, in May and late April 2023, WMR has been on the air with old programming from an unidentified, we call it the hoax WMR, the fake WMR. And this is somebody who's been sticking out WMR programs throughout the years since, I think it was the year 2000 that came along. And they've been on quite regular ever since. Very often starting up around this time of year, around the early part of the summer, and then sort of disappearing in the later part of the summer, I think it is. Very unsure where this is coming from or why it's always WMR, but I thought, let's see if he'll pick up a new, we've never had any contact with the fake WMR, but I thought, let's see if he'll pick up a new program from the WMR.Scotland website and rebroadcast it. When I say rebroadcast it, I just mean broadcast it. Because it's never been broadcast from here in Haggisland. Unlike before, when we used to put it out on the airwaves first and then stick it online, and then the hoaxer would quite often pick the programme up and broadcast it again. Sometimes it was on weeknights, but this last few weeks it's been on Saturday and Sunday. And there's been some very, very strong signals as well. 6284 the first week, 6295-ish the second week. And this weekend, the 13th and 14th of May 2023, it's been on 6295 as well. But a little bit of static on the Saturday night. Otherwise, it would have been a booming signal again on the Saturday evening. I heard from Jim from Radio GSV the other day, and he says, how come it's always your voice, Jack, that's on? You never put out any of my shows. Anyhow, the song you're listening to in the background, the tune you're listening to, is from Pratt and McLean, and it's called Cruising with the Fawns. It's an instrumental. And Roger Tate used to use this on European music radio sometimes. So there's a little bit of history for you. And it's the B-side of... What's it the B-side of? It doesn't say in the record title, so I can't remember. Would you believe that? I bet you would. Now, if you've been listening to the news over the last... the music news, anyway, over the last... couple of weeks, you may have heard that Gordon Lightfoot has died. Gordon Lightfoot died at the age of 84, I think he was. Canadian singer. He used to be played on the Mi Amigo and various other radio stations, of course, over the years. Gordon Lightfoot. I'm going to play you a couple from him as a little tribute, which we were always in the habit of doing here on WMR over the years, playing tributes to some of the artists who passed away over the years that we've been broadcasting. Broadcasting to Europe since 1980, we are WMR. I'm Jack, and they used to say, he's Mike. There'll be more information about Mike coming up just very, very shortly after we hear from Gordon Lightfoot on Shortwave Radio WMR.
See her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's
Shortwave Pirates never sounded so good. Weekend Music Radio.
Weekend Music Radio ist Schottlands beste internationale Radiostation.
Freies Radio aus Schottland. Weekend Music Radio.
Weekend Music Radio.
Legend is on from the Chippewa on down up the big lake they call Ginshugumi. The lake it is said never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. But the load of iron ore 26,000 tons more than the Edmund the Fitzgerald weighed empty. That big ship and true was a bung to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big breeders go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Night when the ship's bell rang, it'd be the north wind they'd been feeling. The wind in the wild made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew as the captain did, the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the wreck was hid to weep when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind.
supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed ya. At 7 p.m., a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes with the waves turning minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay, they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, but they might have capsized. They may have broke even to the water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. In the rooms of their ice water mansion, old Michigan's teams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are the sportsmen. Farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered.
Lightfoot. From 1977, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on shortwave radio WMR, with Jack behind the microphone for the first time in many a long year. Many a long year. I think the last series of transmissions was 2014, 15, 16, that sort of time frame. Anyway, playing some music from the late Gordon Lightfoot on shortwave radio WMR on possibly 6295 today. And if you want to get in touch with us, why not send us an email to info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. We're going to have to check that email address because we have been getting quite a lot of rubbishy spam. We're going to have to change it slightly. We get some spam on that address. And we change it every now and again. We used to use studio at WMR, remember, all those years ago. I think it's info now, info@wmrscotland.com. And by the way, if you were listening just a few minutes ago and I was playing the Pratt and McLean song, Cruising with the Fawns, I said it was a B-side, and it was at the tip of my tongue to say Happy Days, and I thought, no, it can't be Happy Days. But it was. It's the B-side of Happy Days by Pratt and McLean, the theme tune to the the you know, the TV program with Henry Winkler, the Fonz. And I saw Henry recently, actually, in a Columbo. He was playing a part in as a guest appearance in Columbo, along with God knows how many other guest stars appear in programs like Columbo and other such programs. When you look back, you see all these who's who in the acting world at the time making a small appearance. Now, if you were listening right at the start of the program today, I did say that I was going to be mentioning my my old broadcast friend and colleague from the last 40 odd years, Mike James, who sadly died at the back end of 2022. And I was only informed by one of the local cover bands I go and see quite regular, and Mike used to go as well to see them. And somebody texted me about the death of old Squeaky Mike, which was quite a shame. So, yep, it was all right enough, and yours truly, Jack, went along to Mike's funeral, and Mike's brother actually said, yes, and he had a dark side. He used to broadcast on Pilot Radio, and his neighbour Jack is here in the place today, he says. I thought, oh God, I was waiting on these people turning around, but nobody did, thankfully. And it was quite upbeat, actually. It was, although it was a sad occasion, it was quite upbeat. And we'll miss old Squeaky, old Neil, because he was part of WMR right from the early doors, from 1980, way back in 1980 when we first started broadcasting. That's over 40 years ago, 43 years ago, just passed, in actual fact, since the first successful WMR broadcast on the 27th of April, 1980. I can still remember it yet. And we crossed the... Mike was going to take his shoes and socks off and put the antenna up across a river, which I think he put his big toe in and said, oh, no, I won't do that. But anyway, here's one for old Mike James and whatever you may be.
Life was through. and won acceptance from the world. They smiled, they laughed, they praised, they drove poor Oscar to his grave. Absent friends, here's to
song from Divine Comedy and Absent Friends from 2004, which was played on Caroline just after the death of Tony Allen. And I remember thinking that's quite appropriate for this kind of a day, isn't it? Really did. A tribute to old Mike James, who, as I said, was with WMR from the very beginning, 40-odd years ago in 1980. 40-odd years ago. It's a long time to have been broadcasting on the shortwave. Very long time, and it's good to still be able to do the shows from time to time. In fact, if you were listening to the Medium Wave Band a few weeks ago, you would have heard me on Radio Daniela from Dublin on AM 1206 kilohertz. It was going to be AM 1233, but there was some QRM on 1233, and we've shifted along to 1206 kilohertz for the broadcast of Radio Daniela all the way from Dublin. And sounding good it was as well that weekend, so it was good to be on the air again for that time. And who knows, maybe we'll be on the air again in the good old 48 meter band from time to time on this frequency, 6295 kilohertz, which is pretty damn good, because there's no deflections Europe, for example, on a Sunday anymore than 6295, so the band is pretty clear. And just as long as nothing turns malicious, because if this is being picked up, this is a bit of an experiment. As I said earlier on, we're putting a program up on the website, and we're going to see if the hoax WMR downloads the program and broadcasts it. And if he does, we'll stick up another one next week, and we'll stick up another one and see what happens. But as long as there's no malice involved, and it's just a straightforward relay, that'd be great, that'd be lovely. But what are we going to do about QSLs? Because we've not been verifying QSLs on the hoax WMR, because it's nothing to do with us. It's unknown sources rebroadcasting WMR programs. But what if we put this up with our wishes being known, that we wouldn't mind the relay, if you don't mind, Mr. Hoaxer? What are we going to do then? We'll be obliged to verify them, I suppose, because it's sort of an official thing. We really need to get some work done on the WMR transmitters and get things tip-top again, because things just went into a state of disrepair over the last few years. But I've been busy in the out in the yard, if you like, over the last few weeks. Even that went to seed for the last few years. Even I've went to seed for the last few years, if you don't mind me saying so. But anyway, going to play you some more music here on Shortwave 6295 from There's Never the WMR Program Without This Band, Without the Eagles, from 1975, here's Lying Eyes on Shortwave Radio WMR.
City girls just seem to find out early how to open doors with just a smile. A rich old man, and she won't have to worry. She'll dress up all in lace and go in style. Late at night, a big old house gets lonely.
I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't. Herself a strong one and stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry. She wonders how it ever this crazy. She thinks about a boy she knew in school. Did she get tired or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone she feels just like a fool.
There ain't no way to hide your lies.
great band, the Eagles, Line Eyes from 1975. Ah, brings back a lot of memories. Been to see the Eagles a great number of times over the years, but missed out on their Scottish visit last year. I was going to go and take the last of the they were quite distant tickets. They weren't particularly ringside tickets, but I was going to go, and the person I was going to go with had to drop out at the last minute for a medical appointment, which was a dental appointment anyway, which was had been waited and waited and waited for quite a number of years, and she didn't want to mess up on that. So I didn't get to see the Eagles last year. There was a comment on one of the YouTube videos that was uploaded from the London gig. Don Henley's thanking everybody for coming out to see them over the last 50 years or so, and just in case we don't pass this way again, was his comment. I thought, we might not be in the UK again, which would be a great shame, because they were superb live, superb. Anyone who's interested in reading autobiography books, the Don Felder book is one which you you just can't put down. It's superb, a superb read. I was talking about Lloyd Stewart's earlier, which I've just finished. And another one which is well worth a read is the Graham Nash autobiography. It's full of little stories and all sorts of things. Hey, one thing about Rod Stewart's autobiography, one thing he doesn't mention in the book, which surprised me, was Python Lee Jackson. Don't know why, but it doesn't get a mention. So that's just a little snippet. Hey, now, talking about the Eagles, when I was very, very young, even before WMR was on the go, when I was very, very young, we used to have an 8-track machine in the house, a mains-driven 8-track machine. A lot of people had them in cars as well in those days, in the early 70s. And we only had about 3 8-tracks in the house. One was a 40 fantastic hits of the 50s and 60s. One was Billy Connolly's solo concert. And the other was One of These Nights by the Eagles. And this is an amazing story, because people just wouldn't put up with this nowadays. But on the track, I think it was the end between track one and track two, I don't know if you're familiar with 8-tracks, if you remember them, anyone who remembers them, that there used to be a little gap, a click, and it would jump track to the second track. There was 4 tracks, 4 stereo tracks, which gives the name 8-tracks. And Visions started up on track one, and it faded out. There was a click, and it came back on in track two, halfway through the track. I mean, who would put up with that in this day and age? But that's the way they worked then. It was quite unusual for a track to be split right enough on the 8-tracks, but that's the way the Eagles' One of These Nights track was done. And, well, not the One of These Nights track, the One of These Nights album. The album was done that way. I still have the 8-track player, and I still have the 8-track. I don't know if it would play. It's not been played for I don't know how many dozen years, 30 or 40 years. I don't know when last I played it. Early 80s, perhaps. And maybe. I'd love to dig it out and see if I can get it working. Probably need a belt or the bin, one of the two. But I'd like to get it working and see if we could play it for prosperity. It'd be quite nice to have in the house just as a sort of showpiece, because also in the house these days I have a vertical turntable, one of these Mitsubishi vertical turntables, which were quite a thing back in the 80s, I think they were. Anyhow, here's the Eagles song I was telling you about, played in full with no gaps in the middle. This is Visions from One of These Nights on Shortwave Radio WMR.
Yeah.
Eagles and Visions on Weekend Music Radio, WMR, mid-May 2023 for this programme. And let's hope you're getting good reception today on possibly 6295. It's a bit of an experiment, as I said before in the programme. It's we're uploading this file onto the WMR website, and we're going to see if it gets played on the fake WMR. It might not. And then again, it might. So if it gets played, we might well do another one for next weekend if it's going to be played. And if not, well, we've only waited. We're going to do an hour or something today, just in case the, they don't want to play it. They just want to do old programs. Who knows? The old programs were sounding very good, actually, and very lively. And I've forgotten how much fun they were to produce those shows back then, 2014. And they used to come from a wood behind Radio GSB. Unfortunately, the site is now gone for that that particular transmission site is now lost, and well, that's the end of the story for that part. Now, I was going to thank everybody who has been online recently. There's quite a number of comments on WMR, and just in the last few weeks, there's been hell of a lot of comments, which surprised me greatly, because it's not the official WMR, of course. It was the fake WMR. But everybody was saying how wonderful it is to hear WMR back on the air, and do come back, Jack. Well, I don't know why we don't, in actual fact. I just got lazy in my old age, I think. That was the biggest problem, getting lazy, and I've got a lot of work to do before we could be on the air again, of course. A lot of work on the transmission equipment. I had a hell of a work in the studio before I finally got a program together for Radio Daniela a few weeks ago, because the studio was in such a state of disrepair after, I don't know, 5 or 6 years of neglect or thereabouts. So I'm sure you understand. We are WMR playing Carly Simon, classic track, You're So Vain, here on Shortwave Radio WMR.
You can't.
one of my early pieces of vinyl. Carly Simon, You're So Vain, from around 1973 on Weekend Music Radio, WMR from Scotland. Just about to chuck it for this programme and say bye-bye for now, because this is just a sort of test transmission just to see how things go on this rather strange experiment that we're doing here on WMR. And if you were listening earlier, you would get all the details there and then. WMR on shortwave, playing Elton John's Tiny Dancer.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band.
The songs, the words she knows.
It's Elton John there with Tiny Dancer here on Weekend Music Radio. Time for me to say goodbye for this particular show, and hopefully we'll see you again sometime, just playing out with some Creedence Clearwater Revival and Travelling Band here on WMR on a sort of experiment this weekend.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel, back and going nowhere. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Listen to the radio, talking about the last show. Someone got excited, had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Wow! When you're fussing and you're fighting, won't you get me to the right? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Away!
From a very tall tower on a very big hill.
We get music radio.
The fire still burns, still burns. Playing the music of your life.
We get music radio, free radio for the over 80s. We get music radio.
The fire still burns, still burns.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.